What young people see when exposed to hardcore pornography resembles real sex only as much as Jackie Chan sequences resemble a real fist fight. Yet it creates the illusion of reality, then reaches sexually inexperienced porn consumers in a society where there are a few graphic but non-pornographic portrayals of sex, and where accessing hardcore porn is legal, but a teenage couple texting naked photos of each other is a criminal sex offense. No one would choose anything like that information ecosystem for the sexual acculturation of young people, but technology evolved in a way that made it so, changing the social landscape faster than humans evolved norms to mitigate its flaws. Mercenary concerns are delaying any hedge. The consequences remain to be seen. In other words, there's too much money wrapped up in this. There's too many. Look, the company's got to sell the smartphones, right? And the teenagers want to buy them. Can't get rid of them. AT&T and Verizon and Sprint and all the rest of them want to sell the broadband download packages, don't they? Well, we now know that porn's a big part of that. Can't get rid of that now, can we? Stock price might go down. And then you have all the other tie-ins, all the other websites. What about the websites that vend the ads? You know, these ads are thinly veiled, but you can tell what they're for. What about all the email? What about all the email? I mean, folks, this is a multi-billion dollar industry. It's estimated now that it's over $20 billion. That doesn't include the hardware acquisition. That doesn't include any of the other expenses. It doesn't include what AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint must do to make this possible. In other words, it's part now of a will-to-power diabolical plan. It was concocted and hatched for illicit purposes.